Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, you said that already. Oh, wait a minute. No, you didn't say that already tonight.
You say that all the time. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh, this is the first time you said that tonight.
Oh, I did! Yeah, we're changing our podcast hours.
For those of you who missed the announcement, there was no announcement.
Yeah, there was no announcement. This is the announcement. But nobody was here at 7 o'clock anyway, so it don't matter.
Yeah, we've been listening to the background music all this time.
Not all this time. We had lunch. I mean, dinner. Or supper. Whatever you want to call it.
For the last half hour, we've been listening to it.
But yeah, for the last 15, 30 minutes. We've just been listening to the call-in music. Nobody's called in. So,
nobody called in!
Nobody loves us!
We're worthless!
Nobody loves us. Everybody hates us. We should go eat some worms.
Yeah, for you, third of a dozen that actually download the podcast and listen.
Well, I don't know if they download them, but yeah. We got about a half dozen to a dozen that listen, that we know of. We get about three, four. We get the minimum likes we typically get on our website is about three on average, maybe four.
Yeah.
And the most we've gotten was like 16 or 20. So yeah, we got about, I'd say about a dozen listeners, at least. So, they may not listen every day, I mean every week, but they listen periodically.
They listen when they want to.
That's okay, we call
listen,
in.
Can we go for Echo Factor and run both phones, or?
That's up to you.
Maybe, hey, I do my phone and mute the mic.
Well.
No, there should be echo factor.
Yeah. I mean, I can go down here at the other end. The only thing I need to do.
Well, how's your signal?
My signal's probably pretty good.
Your signal's good.
Well, I don't know. It's probably just the same, just as good as not. Better or worse than yours.
All right, I'm calling in.
He's calling in. Look out!
Ah!
All right, I'll go down here so it won't echo as much. Oh, shit, what was that? Oh, okay. Your water hose freaked me out.
Yeah, it looks like a snake.
Well,
I'll bite you.
It's springy and I stepped on it. I wasn't sure what it was.
Hey!
Hey, I'm here.
Yay for the retarded kid.
I'm hearing echo factor.
Not that bad. Not that bad!
So.
So what?
So, I don't have anything prepped and ready to read. Oh, maybe I do.
Oh, hey, we could talk about JD and his great line of bull crap.
Yeah, he read something off of that he wrote off to us. And his very first premise in it, it was like, I got a question. Who's going to drive all the people out of the cities? He says, I'm not going to answer your question. I'm going to read this. And if you don't want me to read it, I'm just going to leave. So he read this article. It was based on the premise that when the New World Order takes over, they're going to drive all the people out of the cities. Which is
the opposite of what they want to do.
Yeah, that's the opposite of what they always do. They always put people in the cities.
We have company.
Yeah, we're talking about him. He's going to come and talk to us.
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom.
Mute your mic. All right, folks. Somewhere we have the disclaimer. For Demented Dungeons and Dragons. Where is it? I've lost it. What's going on here? Okay, folks. I am delinquent in my duties. I did not have this webpage up when I should have had it up. There it is. Oh, I have no internet. That's the problem. Hold on, folks, while I fix that. I go to this, and I say, huh, that's weird. It should be, no. Don't give me what I didn't ask for. Technology, it gives you a hard time. And we may be golden. Hard to tell. I'm drinking my coffee, so I'll be awake. Okay, folks. It's still trying to verify. This is not good. Well, it says connected. This is what happens when all your documents are electronic. You should use hard copies of things sometimes, and this is one of them. Oh, now it says I'm connected. It's taking forever to load the page. Interesting. Well, I may need to restart my computer because it's really acting up. Oh, there it went. Everything just disappeared. This is not good. All righty. Well, talk about my day so far today. Worked on the farm today. Kano had me resurvey the line for the front of our greenhouse. Because the best exposure for greenhouse for the basically I set the angle of the fronts of the greenhouses to face the sun at noon in the middle of winter. So about halfway between solstice and equinox. The reason was that's when it's coldest, and that's when you want the most heating. So that was the goal. Anyway, he figures that's also the best angle to have the solar panels face. You know, if they're not swiveling back and forth to face the sun, have them face that critical best direction. And quite frankly, it's only a few degrees through the year. You know, drifts back and forth. You know, from east to west and west to east and whatever. So it probably isn't going to make that much difference anyway. But it's what we're going for. It's our goal. Well, my device says I have internet, but I still can't pull up the disclaimer that I was going to read to you folks. Hopefully this time I'll make it through without adding ands, buts, ors, repeating words, mispronouncing them. Anyway. So he wants me to transfer that line that I surveyed to the middle of the land so he can have the solar panels do the same thing as the greenhouses, which is actually a pretty darn good idea. Except I'm not really a surveyor. I'm really good at geometry. But geometry generally works real good when you're working on a flat piece of paper. I'm doing that same geometry on a piece of land that's not really flat. It's got curvature. It's got bends and loops and stuff like that. So, it's a challenge. Huh. Well, yeah, when Kano gets back here, I'm probably going to have him take over. I'm going to have to reset my phone and the computer and just generally start all over again.
Well, I still haven't made it to the bathroom. I got stopped by Cindy because she wanted to talk to me.
Oh, boy.
So give me 10 minutes. Can you make 10
minutes?
Yeah,
I'm stumbling along here because I can't get the disclaimer. Oh, here's the disclaimer. All right, folks. What you've been waiting for?
Bam, bam, bam.
Don't you guys long enough. Go ahead and mute your mic while I go at this.
Okay.
Here you go, folks. The Demented Dungeons & Dragons disclaimer. Legal notice. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Hold on, folks. I just realized something. I should be using my headphones and my mic here. You're probably hearing all sorts of background noise that you don't want to hear. Like two fans that are jittering around. So, I'm going to start over as soon as I plug this in.
Uh-oh, I think we lost the co-host. That's all right, he'll call back in. All right, Demented Dungeons & Dragons disclaimer, legal notice. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical, de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s, or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right when it is right because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty. And those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbors, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is the result of nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. There you go. All right, I'll have to read that yet one more time before I get it perfect. So, Kano, you going to call back in? Ha, 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 as if you can hear me. Okay, let's see if I got anything interesting pulled up. Whoa, that's a lot of stuff. Do, 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 do. Yep, yep, yep. And it was interesting, but that wasn't relevant to what we're doing today. That's something I'm looking into. Earthbag Homes. And let's see now, that's something else. How to replace the bearings. I'm working on that. Ah. Okay. So I got this ad. And there's this video that goes along with it. Cardiologist finds natural energy fix. Anyway, they're advertising, asking about, you know, are you low on energy and whatever. And he seems to have figured out a simple way that you can add micronutrients to your diet and get your energy back. And he says basically when you feel sluggish and lacking energy and stuff like that, he's saying that's your body crying out for help. So that in itself is true, but I haven't watched the video yet, and that's where most of his information is. So I'm kind of curious what he has to say. But if you're curious, that website's energyatanyage.com. So that's something I'm looking into. I might have something to say about it next week after I've gone through it. Let's see now. What else do I've got pulled up? As I think Rush Limbaugh would say, in my fabulous stack of stuff. Drill your own water well. Freeman Perspective. Yeah, Kano asked for links to this because he wants to look into this. The man or any other animals things that we have in our disclaimer. There's a number of laws on the books, both state and federal. They have that phrase. And at one point, I'd actually sought out which laws in Missouri had it, and it's a surprising number. But it's pretty close to what the federal government has in theirs. And I'm trying to see. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't see anything on this guy's website that points out the specific laws that state that. But I got this from a podcast I was listening to, Addis Law. And I'm not sure what his actual podcast is called, but you can find his writings at Addisk, A-D-A-S-K, .wordpress.com. And just do a search on his site for man or other animals, or M-O-O-A. So think of a cow going, moo. Okay. That'd be your man or other animals. So, let's see. Well, Well, off to the next thing. And I don't see any next thing. The Grow Network. I don't know if it's too late to register for this or not. But there's Marjorie Wildcraft. She's apparently the head of the Grow Network. And she's released this she's releasing this information for the next 72 hours for people who register to watch this video on how to cure infections without antibiotics. Now, I haven't had a chance to watch the video yet, but from... Oh, hey, Kano.
Hello.
From what I can see, go on, say it.
What?
Say it.
What?
What?
Say it.
It.
Hello, and welcome to... You ain't gonna say
Peter County. Peter County.
All right.
Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Yeah, what'd I tell you?
We're talking about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
You said
PK
that
Red Towers and New World too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to eat my my real juice jelly beans here while he does that.
Real juice jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans. I got some real juice fruit snacks.
All right, so the website for this video, I'm not sure how you go about registering for it anymore, but it's the grownetwork.com, and I will see if I can find the email she sent me, because she gives out a link. She says go ahead and invite your friends. So if you're listening to this, you're my friend. No, really, you are.
Yeah.
Okay, I really hate Yahoo Mail.
I really hate Google.
You're supposed to be able to click on somebody's name and it pulls up all the emails they sent you. It won't do it.
Is that the girl that sent it?
Yeah, that's her picture. That's her picture from about 40 years ago.
Oh, typical woman crap. I hate when women do that shit. I was like, that didn't even look like her. Oh, of course, yeah. That was when she was 20. She's like 60 now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I didn't know what that picture was until I stared at it long enough. That's her face, not quite sunken in as much as it is now, and without gray hair, with brown hair. It looks like it might be her daughter.
Yeah.
Maybe even her granddaughter.
I think my mother's about the only woman I know that doesn't do that crap.
Hmm.
Insane.
I'm not hearing you in my earpieces, so is your mic muted or?
Oh, I'm talking on your phone, that's why.
I hope they hear you. I don't know if it's going through. Well, I think this is my mic, I don't know. It might be going through.
Yeah, it should. What is that over there? Celery?
Yes, that's a celery I stuck in there hoping it would sprout. I need to move all of this to about there so this stuff gets more light, but your potatoes do better.
That one's doing real good.
Yeah, but it's going up and not out, and they need to go out.
No, not these.
Really?
Yeah, these grow up.
Well, they still need to be moved to where they get better sun.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so I'm going to manually type in her name into the search bar because this stupid thing won't do what it's supposed to do. Her name is Marjorie Wildcraft, and she sent out this link, and Kano hasn't registered for it yet, but, I mean, the video... Okay, so you should have the key now to go watch the video.
If I check my email.
I wonder what natural juice they used to make this one. It was a coffee-flavored jelly bean.
Earwax-flavored jelly bean.
Uh-huh. I won't eat those. I want nothing to do with those.
They're my favorite. I love earwax.
Yeah, well, I don't like artificial flavors, and... I wouldn't want to eat those if they had natural flavor either. Now, though, I am considering starting a line of artificially flavored pork and beans. The artificial flavor it'd be made with artificial pork. The artificial pork would probably be something like Yeah.
Okay, how do I turn this light on?
My email is just not working properly. I gotta do a reset. Okay. I'm going to do a reset first on the computer, see if that solves the problem. And then the phone. One way or another, I need better internet in order to do this stuff. Yeah, I got this wonderful computer. I push the button to turn it off. And if it decides for whatever reason that it can't turn off, it don't turn off. It just stays on. It's like, no. You got to shut off. If I have to pull the damn battery, you got to shut off.
Are you resetting your phone or just...
I'm doing the computer first.
Oh, okay.
And if that doesn't work, then I'm going to reset my phone.
That's weird.
What's weird?
Can't figure out how to get this light to work right here.
Oh, it's got a little doodad dangle hanging switch. Well, no, it's... hold on, folks. Kano, talk back there.
Were you aware of that and that's what you were looking for?
No, I was just trying to figure out how to turn the freaking thing on. Freaking thing!
Freaking.
So I can turn my, so I can plug my computer in. Get on my computer.
Boot up. Do you carry your own internet around with you?
Yeah, my phone. My phone and my tablet, but I left my tablet here last time, so.
Oh my gosh, I actually hear you in my earpieces now.
OMG. So, podcast notes.
We have those?
What are those?
What? I don't know.
Well, before we get to the game.
Red 13!
Yeah.
He's our hero!
He's not really my arch nemesis. But he was a thorn in my side.
No, he's a source of revenue.
He is now.
Go down where he's burning your flags and build flags at a substantially lower cost for him to stand on than a million.
Oh, you mean next to my flags?
Yeah, that way he can reach your flags, but he'll have to pay me, you know, $10,000 to do it.
Yeah. And that's when I'll use my flags to destroy your flag.
You know, whatever. Doesn't matter. Think of the profit we'd be making. And when he laughs at you because, I'm anyway. It's like, yeah. And my friend's making a killing off of you.
True. There we go. Now I'm logged in.
You've fallen for our profit-sharing principle.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. Yeah, it just got annoying after a while when he just kept blowing up my flags. I'm blowing up my phone because of the notification. So I just... raised the cost of my flags, and so he went away.
Yeah. But apparently he's still attacking mine.
No.
Somebody is.
That was me.
Oh, today?
I believe so. Because remember, I'm on the I-55 corridor trying to get rid of our trail. So
okay.
I'm going and taking down my own flags, and you gave me permission to burn yours. So I'm just going to do that for a portion.
Yeah, I just don't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, the game's about to end anyways. It's a beta game, and they're about to end it and open another beta. So, but I mean, you know, hey. Red 13 was you know, everybody's been griping at him for burning their flags. And he's like, oh, quit being such a baby. It's part of the game, blah, blah, blah. Well, now he's whining that I raised the cost of my flags so he can't burn my flags. And he's saying that I'm mad or upset that he's burning my flags. I'm not really upset or mad, but he's making a big deal about me raising my cost.
Yeah, tell him stop whining. Stop being such a big
exactly
baby. It's all part of the game.
Exactly. That's my point. So I'm just terrorizing him because he's terrorizing us.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Now, see, here's the reason why I wasn't able to search. Yahoo says, we are experiencing some technical difficulties. Temporary error 15. Help pages. Try again.
Nice. All right, let's see here. Oh, I got to get on the internet.
Which means I might not be able to access that video because crap.
Crap. Because crap?
Because of crap. Because of Yahoo crap.
All right, so you covered the disclaimer.
Yes, I did the disclaimer.
And did
I even
cover the fact of the FDA regulations, man and or other animals, U.S. Code Title 15, Chapter 2.
Thank you. You just took care of one of the things I was trying to find while I was talking to people. But I did direct them to Addis WordPress page. So they can go look up man or other animals on his site themselves.
Yeah. I hadn't got it in the disclaimer yet, but yeah, under the FDA regulations, man and or other animals, U.S. Code Title 15, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1. What does the SS-55 stand for? What's SS?
The SS is subsection.
Oh, subsection. So, Title 15, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1, Subsection 15, B, and D, and so forth. B and D is basically where it specifically says man and or other animal.
And your state laws will also have that same phrase in it, and sometimes they'll say man and other animals.
Yeah, it'll say man and other animals, or it'll say man or other animals. It won't say or other animals, but it'll say one or the other.
Yeah, the federal government says or other animals. And there's two major places where they have it that I've found so far. But they're identical. The wording, as far as I can tell. You know, so.
Except for the and or.
Well, they don't say and. They just say or in the federal code. Some of the states you'll find them saying man and other animals.
Right.
But
that's the only difference is the and or the
but
or.
But that's their subtle way. Either way they say it. That's their subtle way of defining you, man, as an animal. And it depends on your definition of animal, I'm sure. But if you're reading Scripture, God's definition of an animal does not include man.
Well, what if you don't believe in Scripture?
Well, then, whatever. But, you know, I guess you don't have that religious out. But I'm sure you don't believe that, even if you believe you're an animal, I'm sure you don't believe that the federal government can treat you as they please because you're an animal. You know, you want appropriate treatment. You know, you want to be treated humanely. Yahoo is having troubles. This is not good. I can't look up anything. Okay, well, that's neat. Can you turn that up?
Turn what up?
Is that coming from my computer?
Yes.
Oh. I got to find that because that's not appropriate.
I'm working on updating the disclaimer right now.
Because I heard voices. And nobody else is hearing them.
I know the voices in my head aren't real, but they come up with some really good ideas.
Yeah. Define real. Nothing to see here. That is not good. Yahoo, you better not have deleted everything. Watch us be in the midst of a... Ah!
All right, how do I find this SS symbol on my PC?
How do you find it? You cut and paste.
And go on diddly.
I'm sorry.
I sent it to my email. Hang on, let me look.
Yeah, you're going to have to cut and paste that. Yeah, it's that strange little S symbol that they use sometimes. It looks like two S's, one on top of the other.
All right. Could have been a week
Mathematicians
ago.
Sometimes use it. For whatever reason, I don't know.
I think I sent it to my email a week ago. Let me look. Manimal. Oh, that's the Wikipedia Manimal.
Yeah, Manimal. There was a TV series called Manimal. I have no idea what it's about. But Daniel, for the longest time, was saying, "We are not Manimals." He's going, "I'm a Manimal."
Manimal.
Yeah. Marjorie Wildcraft. I'll find that link for you guys someday.
Which link?
To that video on how to cure your infections without antibiotics.
Oh, I got it right here.
Right, but the link for, for registering. Can you read it to them?
Yeah, it's real simple. All right, here it is. It is 72hourfree.com. The number 72, the words hour free, and hour is singular, not plural. So 72hourfree.com.
Now, hour, that's H-O-U-R?
Yes. And four, Kimu Savit.
And that's free, F-R-E-E.
Not three E's, only two.
I think you heard echo factor.
Echo. Ah, son of a biscuit.
Yeah, because that word hour, you know, that could be O-U-R, as in yours and mine, hour. But no, they're talking about the time. Basically, you got 3 days to watch this video before it's no longer available. So, yeah. That's probably one of the things I'll be doing right after the podcast, is taking a look at that. Uh-oh. We're getting delinquent. It's 2 minutes past Ron Paul time.
Uh-oh. Hang on. stuff.
Uh-oh.
But it's almost done. So I have man and or other animals. We are not man animals. As described in the FDA state and federal regulations under... What the heck? I screwed it up. But anyway, under the U.S. Title 15, Chapter 2, Chapter 1, Subsection 5, podcast is made for, is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans, made God's image, endowed by God, a certain man of right. You are an animal. This podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about it. How's that sound? Come in.
You have suggestions for how you might shorten that? Just simply tell people the definition section of particular laws, and they'll see. Actually, all the Food and Drug Administration stuff is controlling what you can feed to animals. Now, if you're not an animal, those rules and regulations, standards and guidelines do not apply to you at all.
Right.
And I would argue that if you're not an animal that belongs to the federal government, they don't apply to you.
Well, yeah, they're going to basically try to tell you what you can do with your animal. Well, and the code, you're declaring that you're not an animal, they're still declaring that they are telling you what to do with your animal or what you can and cannot do with your animal.
Right. I mean, I don't care if you call yourself a government. You have no right to tell me what to do with my stuff. Period. You know? Now, if you're my neighbor and I'm dumping poison in the stream that flows onto your land, now you have a right to say something to me. You even have a right to take action to stop me. Because I'm doing you harm. But if I'm not harming you and I'm not harming anybody else, you really have no business telling me what to do, when to do it, and how to do it.
You just have the business of telling them where to go and how to get there.
Yeah, especially if they walk onto my land and tell me what to do. So. Yep. Well, at some point, we should read the definitions in those regulations. And I'll try to have that next week, ready and raring to go. So, what did Ron Paul have to say this week?
He doesn't have anything to say.
He had nothing to say?
Nope.
Wow. That alone would be news to talk about.
Now, we've still got 10 minutes where we have to call Ron Paul.
Oh, is it? Oh, we're doing it on top of the hour, not just before?
Well, whatever.
Okay.
We still haven't touched on hardly any. Let's see here. Let's go back to my notes. So we touched on that part of the disclaimer. International numbers. Did you tell them we have 63? International numbers?
You know what? I did not touch on any of the contact information. I am delinquent in my duties.
Yeah. So, we have 63 international numbers now. You can call in from 63 different countries, and if one of those countries is not on your list, or, I mean, you don't live in one of those countries, but there's the one near you that you can call cheap, then, hey, feel free to call in because you want to hear from them. We got listeners, but we don't have any callers. We used to, but not so much anymore. I'll go ahead and skip the sponsor part. We already talked about evil players. So we'll do Ron Paul, then we'll come back and we will talk about the game. Okay. David Ray's phone's restarting. So, well, I can go ahead and start Ron Paul. Well, I'll start Ron Paul when David Ray gets back in. So, I'm just working on updating the disclaimer. And I'm also putting links to, what's his name, Adask? Adask. I'm putting links to his stuff in our disclaimer. So you'll find, if you go to any of our pages, our recent pages, you'll see the link to the disclaimer. And it'll take you to the disclaimer page where we have the audio, which I need to update the audio now. I'll have the written version there as well. And the links to Adask's stuff that David Ray sent me not too long ago. I'm not going to put the Wikipedia one in here because it's referring to the TV series. Did you watch, did you check out the TV series?
What TV series?
Manimal.
No, I haven't.
It's actually kind of actually interesting. The guy's a shapeshifter.
Oh.
His dad was a shapeshifter, and he inherited the, or I don't know if it was, I don't know if it's in their DNA, or if it's like some kind of magical thing that his dad passed the blessing to him and made him a shapeshifter when he died.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I didn't get that far. I only watched one episode. And I didn't watch one episode. I watched part of one episode. I kept skipping forward. It was interesting, but I didn't have time to. I was sitting down. But I didn't have time to sit and watch it. And it was like a movie from like the 70s, so.
Not quite as good as Orphan Black.
No, it's not Orphan Black status. Call back in. Oh, I could have done it right there like that. That's cool. Man and or other animals. Man animal. Yeah. So you go to the podcast, click on the disclaimer link, and go to the disclaimer page, and Adask animal and or other animal stuff is in there. I think along with the link to the federal regulation.
Hello!
Which is where I got that from. Copy. And open a new window. All right, here we go, Ron Paul. And then we'll come back and talk about the game. What
Woo-hoo.
We've been waiting for.
Last week, President Trump urged Congress to reassert its constitutional authority to direct how federal agencies spend taxpayers' dollars. Ironically, many constitutional conservatives and libertarians disagree with the president. The reason is President Trump wants Congress to reassert its authority by bringing back earmarks. Earmarks are line items in spending bills directing federal agencies spend federal funds on specific projects in a representative or senator's district or state. Congress ended the practice of earmarks several years ago after a public outcry fueled by a widespread misunderstanding of the issue. Earmarks are added to spending bills after the spending levels have been determined. Therefore, earmarks do not increase federal spending. What earmarks do is to limit the federal bureaucrats' ability to decide how to spend taxpayers' money. When I served in Congress, I was amazed when self-proclaimed constitutionalists complained about how earmarks prevented federal bureaucrats from funding bureaucrats' priorities. These constitutionalists seem to have forgotten that the Constitution gives Congress sole authority over deciding how taxpayer dollars should be spent. When I supported earmarks for projects in my district, I did not add one penny to the spending in the bill. Instead, I tried to make sure that some of the tax money sent to Washington by my congressional district actually made it back to my district rather than remaining in the hands of Washington bureaucrats. In the end, I always voted against final passage of the bloated spending bills. Some call earmarks a gateway drug to big spending. They point to how congressional leadership denies earmarks to members unless they vote for big spending and other anti-liberty legislation. It is true that congressional leadership uses earmarks to reward and punish members. During my years in Congress, earmarks from my district were often stripped from the bills in an attempt to make me stop voting against the unconstitutional legislation. Congressional leaders do not need earmarks to reward or punish members. They can, for example, deny plum committee assignments to those who refuse to toe the party line or discourage donors from supporting them. Presidents can still use the promise of federal funds to influence congressional votes. Presidential earmarks were crucial to passing Obamacare, and President Trump has threatened to withhold aid from states whose senators oppose his agenda. The removal of earmarks has given the president even greater influence over the legislative branch. While the ideas of liberty are growing in popularity, the majority of the people, and certainly most politicians, still believe the U.S. government should run the economy, run the world, and run our lives. This misplaced faith in big government, not the presence of earmarks, is why most politicians vote for big spending. No politician ever said, "Now that I can't receive earmarks, I am abandoning my support for the welfare warfare state." Earmarks are a way for elected representatives to ensure their constituents' dollars are spent in a manner that matches constituent priorities. They do not by themselves expand government. Those who wish to end earmarks should work to stop so many Americans from demanding government-provided economic and personal security. Earmarks are not the cause of runaway spending, and removing them has done little or nothing to shrink government and regain our liberties. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website, .org, and on my Facebook page. Thanks for listening.
To repeat the announcement, press.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, January 15th. Last week, President Trump urged Congress to reassert its constitutional authority to direct how federal agencies spend taxpayers' dollars. Ironically, many constitutional conservatives and libertarians disagree with the president. The reason is President Trump wants Congress to reassert its authority by bringing back earmarks. Earmarks are line items in spending bills directing federal agencies spend federal funds on specific projects in a representative or senator's district or state. Congress ended the practice of earmarks several years ago after a public outcry fueled by a widespread misunderstanding of the issue. Earmarks are added to spending bills after the spending levels have been determined. Therefore, earmarks do not increase federal spending. What earmarks do is to limit the federal bureaucrats' ability to decide how to spend taxpayers' money. When I served in Congress, I was amazed when self-proclaimed constitutionalists complained about how earmarks prevented federal bureaucrats from funding bureaucrats' priorities. These constitutionalists seem to have forgotten that the Constitution gives Congress sole authority over deciding how taxpayer dollars should be spent. When I supported earmarks for projects in my district, I did not add one penny to the spending in the bill. Instead, I tried to make sure that some of the tax money sent to Washington by my congressional district actually made it back to my district rather than remaining in the hands of Washington bureaucrats. In the end, I always voted against final passage of the bloated spending bills. Some call earmarks a gateway drug to big spending. They point to how congressional leadership denies earmarks to members unless they vote for big spending and other anti-liberty legislation. It is true that congressional leadership uses earmarks to reward and punish members. During my years in Congress, earmarks for my district were often stripped from the bills in an attempt to make me stop voting against the unconstitutional legislation. Congressional leaders do not need earmarks to reward or punish members. They can, for example, deny plum committee assignments to those who refuse to toe the party line or discourage donors from supporting them. Presidents can still use the promise of federal funds to influence congressional votes. Presidential earmarks were crucial to passing Obamacare, and President Trump has threatened to withhold aid from states whose senators oppose his agenda. The removal of earmarks has given the president even greater influence over the legislative branch. While the ideas of liberty are growing in popularity, the majority of the people, and certainly most politicians, still believe the U.S. government should run the economy, run the world, and run our lives. This misplaced faith in big government, not the presence of earmarks, is why most politicians vote for big spending. No politician ever said, "Now that I can't receive earmarks, I am abandoning my support for the welfare warfare state." Earmarks are a way for elected representatives to ensure their constituents' dollars are spent in a manner that matches constituent priorities. They do not by themselves expand government. Those who wish to end earmarks should work to stop so many Americans from demanding government-provided economic and personal security. Earmarks are not the cause of runaway spending, and removing them has done little or nothing to shrink government and regain our liberties. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website, .org, and on my Facebook page. Thanks for listening.
All righty then. Earmarks.
Yeah.
Okay. He talked about earmarks, but he didn't talk about the difference between the two types of earmarks.
Okay.
Necessarily. He kind of did, but he kind of didn't.
You mean there's stolen fund earmarks and there's non-stolen fund earmarks?
Well, let's put it this way. Whenever it's illegal to do a certain kind of an earmark, and that earmark is I forgot. Lenny Ladner knows. If you go to Ladner for Congress or Vote for Lenny or scrapgovscrap.com, Lenny knows the difference. But anyways,
let's call him up and ask him.
He's asleep right now, I think. But anyway, his phone number is on the website, though. You can go check it out. What they do is they earmark where the money is. Okay, say you have a bill or you have money, say the lottery, for example. That's a good example. They say, oh, the lottery is going to go for the schools, education. Well, that's whatever it is that they're proposing, a vote or a bill or a something like fuel tax is supposed to go to, like fuel tax is supposed to go to the roads, and the lottery is supposed to go to help education and whatever else is supposed to do. Then they secretly earmark those appropriations so that – no, wait. I think that's the one that's illegal. You're not allowed to earmark those funds because they want to be able to steal that money from those funds. So whatever – I know what I'm talking about, but I don't have my facts straight. Let's put it that way. So, basically, they talk about earmarking bills when it goes through Congress and everything else, and that's supposed to be legal and legitimate, and they do it all the time, and it creates problems. And I think it's the opposite is true for appropriating funds. It's like you're not allowed to say, well, this fund is only going to be able to be designated for this project. They want to be able to take the money out of that account and use it wherever they want to use it for. So those funds are like open source to the government, not to us, even though we are supposed to be the government or whatever. So it's like, I mean, you know, like we say in our disclaimer, do your own homework. I'm giving you the tidbits and so you can figure out where to go next and get this information. But Lindy Ladner knows the details on all of this. Basically, the problem with earmarks is they've got it backwards. You know, they can take the money. They can take money that's appropriated for certain funds because they're not allowed to earmark those. But yet, then we should not be earmarking certain regulations. Or maybe I don't know. I might have this backwards. I'm screwing this up now. But yeah, the earmark thing. Look into it deeper than what is on the surface because it's fucked up. And it's backwards. What should be earmarked is not being earmarked, and what is being earmarked should not be earmarked. And I can't remember which way it is. But and the story behind the story is the money. Follow the money. Anytime you want to find out where a problem is or who the problem is, follow the money because the money talks. You know, and basically they just want to steal the money. It's like, okay, we're going to vote on such and such for such and such, and we need so much money for such and such so that we can do such and such. And so you think you're voting on this thing that's going to be good for the economy, good for your fellow people, and good for whatever you want it to go to. But it's not going to that. I mean, it is initially. But then they say, oh, well, you know, we need the money over here, so we're going to take the money from over here and put it over here. And then the thing that you voted for gets neglected. So that's my take on that. And they do that all the time. David's got some examples of that one.
Yeah.
Like what, the education deal from Missouri? What's that one you're talking about?
Yeah, Mark Twain, set up a trust. Everybody who lives in Missouri is supposed to be a free college education. State of Missouri, raided the trust. There is no free education in Missouri through Mark Twain because the trust is empty. Because the state misappropriated that trust.
Right.
Yeah, your government cannot be trusted. to be dishonest. Hey, Kano. If I don't hear you in my earpieces, does that mean that the listeners can't hear you either? So this podcast may be full of empty spots because I can hear you through the air, but I don't hear you in my ears. This is not a good sign. Because it's a fairly decent podcast. But, yeah. Okay. That thing that I'm trying to talk to you people, treating infections without antibiotics, it starts in 2 days, 9 hours, 47 minutes, and 15 seconds. So you've got that much time to sign up for it, and then you got 72 hours to sit down and watch that video. And she's going to give a bonus ebook, Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. Bonus video number two, how to grow garlic in your backyard, which Kana will be enthused that I will be learning how to do. And I'm sure I can apply that same technology to growing onions. And then bonus three, free membership in the Grow Network. So I think you can get that one for free anyway. I'm not sure, but the Grow Network's pretty interesting. It's I guess it's headed up by Marjorie Wildcraft, and she did this video, how to grow your own groceries in your backyard. And
garlic. I'm gonna have a whole truckload of garlic this spring. I'm going to Texas to pick it up, and he's basically harvesting it all in the spring, and we're going to bring it to Missouri and put it back in the ground.
What's his instructions for planting it?
He has not given me that information yet.
Well, ask him what we need to be doing right now to get the land ready. And is he an organic farmer?
He is. And actually, I take that back. That may or may not happen because I don't have his number, and he hasn't contacted me yet.
Well, yeah.
So he may have been just blowing smoke up my butt.
I tell you what, we grow garlic, and I'm going to learn how to make black garlic.
It's just basically fermented garlic.
It is, but there's a proper way to do the fermentation process.
Okay.
And it involves low heat over a constant low heat over a long period of time. And it's actually a very high dollar product when you get done. So,
the sponsor of this week is offgridshingles.com.
All right.
Yeah. Check out if you're an off-gridder, prepper, survivalist. Survivalistshingles.com went away. I don't know what happened to them, but they're gone. Prepper dating went away. Don't know what happened to them, but they're gone. I used to be a member of both of them. I'm the only one left. Offgridshingles.com. It was originally offgriddating.com, but people was like, well, how do you date off the grid on a dateline on the internet? So I changed it from off-grid dating to off-grid singles, which sounds better anyways.
What? You mean my idea sucks?
No, it was a great idea. I didn't even hardly advertise it. People sign up like crazy. Well, not like crazy. Right, lately there hasn't been anybody signing up, but we've got over 100 members. I don't know how many members we have now, but we've got at least 100. I haven't been keeping tabs. I think it's closer to 200 now. And I haven't even been advertising it at all, hardly at all. I got a Facebook group for it.
So this is basically people throwing weird words into their search engine, and it comes up.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
So,
what was the site that I started on? It was supposed to be a Facebook replacement.
WorldTruth.org.
WorldTruth.org. Yeah, I started a group called Off-Grid Dating, and it turned into an interesting chat group. There's a lot of interesting conversations on that. And I passed it on to Kano, and he followed it up by getting the website. So, and he's done the legwork on all that. So,
WorldTruth.org still exists, but they changed their social network to freedomnetwork.com.
Ah.
That's their social network now. WorldTruth.org is their cover page, if you will. So, yeah, Freedom Network, or Freedoms Plural Network.
Freedoms?
Hang on, it's still loading. Yes, Freedoms Plural Network.com. And I'm a member. I believe I'm a member. But it's not the Facebook layout like it used to be.
Yeah, it used to be very Facebook-like in appearance. But it was easier to set things up on.
You could do groups here, too.
I wonder if they transferred my login.
I don't think so. But I don't know. I don't remember. I haven't logged in. I logged in once, I think, and that was it.
Well, let's see now.
But anyhow, I too have one of those Facebook-like sites. And the reason they probably did away with it is because it's really hard to keep bots off of it. I've not been able to figure out how to keep the bots from signing up, but I have blocked them from doing just about everything except for updating their profile. It's like they're constantly updating their profile status, or like their relationship status.
Right, because it shows they're active and that draws other people to them.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's like every day one of them's changing their, updating their relationship status. It's kind of weird, especially since it's a poly network.
So, okay, I got to sign up again.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think they transferred my stuff. So, to the games. Red Towers.
Red what?
Red PK Towers.
That sounds vulgar.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start our own game and call it PK Towers. And everybody will call it PKT.
PKT.
Anyways. Red Towers. If anybody has listened to any of our previous podcasts, we used to play this game called
Parallel Kingdom.
PK. And it was pretty freaking awesome. It's about the only game I've ever been able to get addicted to.
Man, is he addicted.
Yeah, for some weird reason. I mean, I used to play video games when I was younger, but I always played, like, gun games, run around and shoot and kill people, namely my brother. But, my brother and my brother-in-law and myself, we were probably the best in our area at one time. And we were always playing. And we were always playing against each other. And we were always playing against other people. But we played against each other for practice because we were the best. And that's how we stayed on top of our game. We only played, we were always playing against each other. And nobody could hardly ever beat us. And it was great. But anyways, we played games, shoot 'em games. This is back before Halo. Perfect Dark. We played that.
That actually sounds familiar.
It's basically like it's a spinoff of the James Bond Nintendo 64 games. And but Perfect Dark was a more advanced version of that. The graphics weren't as good, but the game was better. Had more options. And so they had to dumb down the graphics in order to give you more options, because you could only put so much information on those cards. But and then they came out with a Perfect Dark 2. I think it was a Perfect Dark 2 or something else that was like Perfect Dark, but it wasn't as good. The nice thing about it was is you could design your own levels, which that was freaking awesome. You could create your own you could create your own game, basically, and then run around and shoot and kill people. But the graphics on it was even worse. And it wasn't really as good. It was cool, but that you could create your own levels and stuff. It lacked a lot. So anyways, that's what we used to do. Those are the only games I was ever able to get addicted to was the gun games. The wrestling games, those are, multiplayer games like Mario Brothers. I mean, that was back in regular Nintendo days. I think Mario Brothers, I played those a lot. I can't think of any other games that I played on the regular Nintendo. Nintendo 64, the other games that I liked were Cruising the World, Cruising USA, but primarily Cruising the World. That's the only really racing games that I liked. Then there was Tetrisphere, and that was a cool game. It was like Tetris, but it was on a sphere. That was cool. I liked that game. And then there was another one. Oh, Conker's Bad Fur Day. It's a very vulgar game. But it was interesting. It was fun. It's a multiplayer game. Oh, South Park, it also had a multiplayer game where you could run around and shoot and kill people too. Same thing, gun games. It was a gun game. But Conker's Bad Fur Day was kind of like your typical Mario Brothers game where you had to go through all these levels to complete these levels. But, it was R-rated. And it was actually, it was R-rated, borderline X-rated for Nintendo 64. I mean, it was definitely for adults. Because there was some nudity in it, cartoon nudity, but it was nudity. It was definitely R-rated, for sure. But anyway,
for shame.
This game was not easy to complete, though, by itself. I mean, going through all the levels, and each level was a theme from a movie. Now, I don't remember all the themes. The one that sticks out in my head the most is The Matrix. It had a Matrix theme. On one level, and you had to complete this level to go to the next level. And that one was really cool. Yeah, it just had different themes, and a lot of the themes were from different movies. But this game was so difficult that none of us could complete it by ourselves. It took like 3 or 4 of us to complete the whole game. It was really difficult. There were some levels that my brother couldn't do that I could do. And there was other levels that I couldn't do, but my brother could do. And then other people completed other levels that we couldn't do. And, it really challenged your brain and your abilities to do certain skills as far as gaming goes. It was tough. If I played and practiced hard enough, I probably could have beat the game by myself. but it would have taken forever. And it took a long time for all of us to complete the game as a team. So that's Conker's Bad Fur Day. If you have not played it and you don't get easily offended, you should check it out. But yeah, it's definitely R-rated. So that was the thing. Until, I don't know, what was it, 2000? I was a big gamer up until about 2000, and I got out of it. I just quit. And I hadn't gamed at all until PK came out. When PK came out, I think it was about a year or so into the making, I started playing it. But some reason I didn't finish playing it. I finished playing it, but I deleted it from my phone, probably because my phone sucked. But the game sucked at the time, too. It was like at the beginning stages where Red Towers is right now. And so it was a really crappy game in the beginning, and my phone sucked, too. It couldn't handle the game, from what I recall. And so I just deleted it, and I never went back. I forgot all about it. Well, then I met David Ray, and then we ended up moving down here to Stockton. And then David discovered it. He was like, hey, check this game out, blah, 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 blah. We agreed that it was a good way to market the farm and network
and,
people
and
in
network.
The area.
And it was.
And it worked.
Yeah, we met a few people that actually one of them I'd already met, but I had no reason to interact with them until we did the game.
Well, yeah, he worked at the feed store, and he met him, but he didn't know him. And then we met him through the game and became friends. And now, yeah. So, but yeah, after I started playing the game again, I realized I'd played this game before. I was like, wait a minute, I know I've played this game before. And later, I went looking for my. I typed in, when you could look up characters' names. So I typed in my name and I found my old character that I signed up on like in 2007, 2000. I don't remember. I took a screenshot of it because it told you when the last time they logged in. And when they started, and the last time they logged in, I took a screenshot of it, but I found my old character. I tried like hell to figure out what password I used. I couldn't figure it out. I don't know what password I used because I haven't changed my passwords a whole lot in the last decade. But anyhow, yeah, I used the password. I couldn't figure it out. Well, PK's gone now. PK died. About a year.
Yes. Yeah, it died about 6 months after we started playing it.
After we started playing again, 6 months later, it died. And
we killed it.
Yeah, we killed it. So now there's like a half dozen spinoffs. Red Towers is one of them. There's also Parallel Origin, which they're supposed to be out. They're still working on theirs. They're not doing a beta test, I don't think. If they are, we're not allowed to test it. They have their own beta testers. Or their beta test will be out in a couple months. Something. But in a couple months, their game will be out. Then you have Map Your Empire. That one, all it is a chat, and not a very good one. They say they're still working on it, but they're just a couple of blokes like you and me. So they...
Well, so are the people doing Red Towers.
Yes. Yeah, none of these guys are like PK. PK was a bigger organization. They had backing. They had funding. You know, they had money. They had programmers. So, you know, they got their game up and running in a couple months to a year.
Yeah, but when they cut it off, they blew smoke up our ass saying, oh, well, it'd be too difficult to redo this for blah, blah, blah.
Well,
bullshit. Yeah,
what's bullshit after is they just didn't have the money. They weren't making any money off of it.
That might have been the truth. And they should have said that instead of blowing smoke up our ass.
Yeah. And there's glitches in the game.
Yeah.
And there were people taking advantage of the glitches, which
of course
understandable. I would have taken advantage of some of
the glitches. That's a game feature, man.
Yeah. But one of the glitches that I know of is you had to pay for platinum and platinum membership. And when you paid for platinum membership, you get so much platinum every week.
Now, that's a glitch you really should plug a hole in.
Yeah, the glitch was, all right, you pay for the membership for, say, I don't know, a month, 6 months. I bought a six-month membership. Then after your membership expires, if you do not renew, well, guess what? The computer didn't recognize that you didn't renew. It just kept giving you the free platinum.
Ouch.
Yeah, and so people would, they would pay for a platinum account, and then they'd decide, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, and they would stop paying for the platinum account, but they'd continue getting the membership for free. And they never reported the glitch. So people were taking advantage of that for,
yeah, but they had to
years.
Know.
Huh?
They had to know.
I don't think they did. But anyways, yeah, it went on for a long time. You can go into Facebook and see people talking about it. People have been getting the free platinum for years. So I don't think they knew. And I think that's where they were losing money.
But if they were posting that on Facebook, then they were basically being delinquent for not noticing.
No, they posted it after the death.
Oh, well, yeah, then again, they might have just been bragging about something that...
Well, no, could be. But one person got on there and posted, so now that the game is gone, who else has been getting free platinum membership? And a whole bunch of people were talking about how they've been getting it for years.
But you know what that boils down to?
Huh.
That's like people up in Wisconsin who would brag about taking a sound shot at deer.
What's a sound shot?
Yeah, these people walk into the local bar and they've been hunting deer and they say, "Oh yeah, I heard this deer in the woods and I aimed a shot and nailed it."
Oh yeah.
Didn't even see it, but I nailed it.
What usually
happens is that guy gets something wrapped around his face real quick, drug out back, and beaten within an inch of his life before they turn him loose. Because, you hear a sound out there, it's probably another hunter. And this guy took a shot at a sound, took a sound shot.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, so these people bragging about killing the game.
Well, we don't know what killed the game, but that's our theory.
Yeah, I know, but they're bragging about something that potentially killed the game.
Yeah.
It's not something to be proud of.
Right, especially if you love the game that much.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not going to say that I wouldn't have taken advantage of the glitch either. But after a certain amount of time, I would have said something about it because I have a conscience. Because I'm a businessman, I understand that if you have a product for sale and people are taking it and putting it in their pocket, and you're not making any money off of it, you're losing money. you can't afford to stay in business if you're giving away your product for free that you're supposed to be selling. And I get that. So even though
what
I
do you mean
probably,
you can't make any money without selling your product?
Right? I mean, even though I get that, I can't say 100% for sure what I would do if I say at the end of my 6 months I did not subscribe for more platinum and I still was getting platinum for free. I can't say 100% what I would do. What I think I would do, I would probably get it for free for a little while. You know, and be like, hey, cool, I'm getting free platinum. And then I'd feel guilty about it. And then I'd say something.
That sounds about right. Well, we know where we stand morally.
Yeah, I'm not as honest as David Ray, but I'm still pretty honest.
No, that sounds pretty much like what I would do, too.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, well, yes and no. I mean, because, you know, I'm learning.
You're what?
I'm learning from what I'm seeing happen and such like
that. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just a game, but all the same. All right.
It was a game that we wanted not to go away.
Yeah, you didn't need to buy the platinum. You know. Now, they did some shitty things there at the end. They sold, you know, special memberships to people right up till the very end.
Yeah, they didn't honor their contracts.
Yeah, that was pretty shitty. That's why I say they gave some pretty shitty excuses, all right? I understand they were losing money, but they should have told people, hey, we're shutting down in a month. We can't give you a six-month special membership.
They shouldn't even have said that. What they should have said was, we're shutting down in 6 months because we have people who subscribe for a six-month membership.
That's true. They should have done that. They didn't, but they should have.
Right. They just said, okay, we're closing the doors. You got 1 month. We're dumping all of your six-month membership platinum on you in one day.
Yeah, you don't even have time to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you have 1 month to enjoy it. But then, not only that, but, you know, you make money off platinum in the or gold or whatever in the marketplace. Well, they also activated the whole Halloween thing where you do the knock, knock, knock on people's doors and you get free candy. Well, the free candy is prizes. And one of those prizes was platinum. So you knock on enough doors, you get free platinum anyway. I should have got my money back for the membership. But I took one for the team.
Yeah.
Because, well, that's how I felt then. But then after I found out that other people were stealing and getting free platinum membership for years, or however many months, my 6 months that I didn't actually get ended up making up for those yahoos that basically ripped the game.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the government. What we was talking about on the last podcast. You can't get something for free without stealing it from somebody else. Of course, that's talking about the government. But these guys took advantage of a glitch in the game, therefore they were stealing from the game. Ultimately, other people like myself ended up suffering because I paid for a six-month membership and didn't get it because they lost money. And because these other people were stealing, technically, and they lost money, they couldn't afford to keep the game going, and they shut the game down. And everybody was sad because they shut the game down. And they were mad at PK when really they should be mad at these people who took advantage of the money glitch and ultimately cost the game makers the money and then had to shut the game down. So,
yep.
I don't blame PK. I blame those people who got the free platinum membership and who knows what else they got for free.
Well, yeah, I blame PK for how they treated the end.
Yeah, they should have at least said, hey.
That wasn't honorable. But
we're going to honor our contracts. You got 6-month membership.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. We have members out there with 6-month memberships. We're going to wait 6 months and we're going to close the doors in 6 months. That's what I would have done.
If you could afford it, because, you know, they had servers they had to maintain.
Yeah, but they're a big gaming company. They could afford 6 months. They probably couldn't afford to keep it going forever. But then,
no.
You know, when they know they're going to close the doors on it, and they, you know, they got all these servers, they're still running games. They're partnering with Walt Disney and making Walt Disney games now. I mean, they're a big outfit. They could have kept it going for 6 months. They could have honored their contracts.
Right. Whereas now, I really, if I'm aware that they're running another game, I don't care how good it is. I'm not inclined to do business with them.
Well, I've already checked out most of their games. Not the recent ones, but the ones they had at the time, and they all sucked. PK was really the only good one. So Red Towers is really the only thing that's out right now that's comparable to Parallel Kingdom. And it's really not that comparable, but it's the only thing that is comparable. Map Your
Have
Empire,
you looked at their Block Boss?
Yeah, Block Boss. It never came out.
It never came out. Yeah, they had offered free membership to people who registered for it early. So I registered for it early, but PK was still going. And so I was busy playing PK, and the email came in with a link, and I said, okay, fine, I'll follow it later. I followed it later. By the time I followed it, they had changed the website, so the link was no good.
Yeah, I pre-registered too, and I don't remember when I followed the link, but yeah, it was no Block Boss never came out.
Yeah, they had a website, but the website became a redirect, and then the redirect kind of wasn't there. So I was curious if they had Block Boss up and running, and your answer is no.
No, yeah. It was either another Smoke and Mirrors, or they just they didn't get enough interest, and so they didn't run it.
Yeah, basically they're taking one game and offering a kind of semi-fantasy based game and offering you a mafia style game instead.
Well, yeah, Block Boss is supposed to be a spinoff of Red Towers, of Parallel Kingdom and Parallel Mafia.
Yeah.
Parallel Mafia was supposed to be exactly like Parallel Kingdom, except instead of medieval stuff, they had mafia stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't like Parallel Mafia. I liked Parallel Kingdom. So, yeah, Red Tower is about the only thing that's up and running. Parallel Origin might be the next good thing. We don't know yet. We'll find out. Map Your Empire, it's just a crappy chat at that, but they're supposedly working on it. We'll find out, and probably at the end of the year or next year. Then there's two more. Parallel Dimensions. Now, they were talking about Parallel Dimensions and Red Towers in the very beginning. Those were the two first ones out the gate that were going to be the spinoffs of Parallel Kingdom. Parallel Dimension, hadn't heard a hide or hair from them since. I don't know what they're doing, what they're planning on doing. Nothing. No updates. I don't think I can find their Facebook page anymore. Can't remember. Then there's a guy in the game. I can't remember his name. Oh, I'll look it up real quick. I sent him a message. Hobo, George Saint something or other, he's also working on a PK spinoff. We don't know what it's called. We don't know what it's going to be. We don't know what it's going to be like, except it's going to be PK related. That's all we know. But they don't have a name for it yet. They got a name that they're calling it, and they're calling it New Beginnings. Uh-oh, Red 13. Let's see what he says. I'm in the chat. Yeah, Red Towers, every time you try to click on the chat, it shuts down the app. You got to do that like three, you got to do that three times before it'll actually work. And forget the game. I'll come back to that later. There's another game that I found. I actually like it. It's not really a PK spinoff that I know of. It's a role-playing game. It's MMO. But it's almost like Legend of Zelda. And it's called Mystera Legacy. Mystera Legacy. Yeah, Mystera Legacy. And I've actually been playing that game just as much, if not more, than Red Towers. My biggest problem with that game is backpack space. Yeah, you can't hardly hold anything.
But can you get another backpack to put in your backpack so you can hold more?
You can upgrade your backpack, but it costs a fortune. And killing creatures does not really give you enough gold to upgrade your backpack in a hurry. So it takes forever to upgrade your backpack. In the meantime, you've got this stuff, and you have to... You can walk fairly fast in the game, but when there's other players around, you don't walk very fast. You move one step at a time because you're overloaded and you drop shit. And you don't drop stuff in an order. You randomly drop things. So you drop things you might want to keep, and if somebody's close enough to you, they'll take it.
Yeah.
And there's a I learned this by mistake, by whatever. I dropped a shovel. Now, I don't need this shovel because I can't use it, but I'm trying to figure out where I need to use it, so I've been holding on to it. Well, while I was holding on to it, I dropped it while I was trying to re-energize my health. I dropped it by accident, and this girl came by and did some kind of wind motion, blew me away from my shovel, and it stole my shovel. And I was like, hey, in the chat, give me back my shovel. Why'd you steal my shovel? It was long gone. It took off. Damn woman.
It's probably a guy playing a girl character.
True. But, damn catfish. So... Nonetheless, I got two shovels now, but...
And you still don't know what to do with them.
I still don't know what to do. I actually started a new character in a neutral zone. There's like six zones. And I was thinking, well, if my friends and people from my kingdom, Parallel Kingdom, come and join me in this game, they're going to want to join me in the neutral zone, not the... Actually, I signed up in the wrong one. I should have signed up in the Midwest one. I signed up in the West Coast one. And I've been playing a character in there. Well, I still got that character in there. But I created a new character in the... it's called Seasonal. So the Seasonal one is, I guess, like the international one. The neutral one, whatever. It doesn't have a time zone. And so I was like, well, that one will be neutral. It'll be good for all time zones. And everybody, you know, in our kingdom from all different countries, most of them from Cedar County, can come and join us in this game in the seasonal section. And we can start a kingdom there. They call them tribes. And we can play the game, play that game until another PK comes around, you know. But it's actually kind of cool. I mean, you can actually build stuff in it and everything. It's just my only complaint about it is there, you don't have very much backpack space. But the cool part is, once you're able to figure out where and how to build buildings, you can store your stuff in your buildings. So your buildings become your backpacks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, you can collect stuff, go run to your storage unit, if you will, and dump it off, and then go back and collect more stuff. So you can be a hoarder without filling up
hoarder.
Your backpack.
Hoarder.
Yeah, I'm a hoarder. But anyways, so now I'm just figuring out the game, figuring out what are the best weapons, our tools for certain things, what's the best food to carry, because everything weighs the same from what I can tell in the game. So if you have two of this, like say two meats or two fishes, it weighs the same as two fruits. And the fruit has less healing properties as the meats. So, you know, so I'm weighing the options of what, because, you know, it looks like they all weigh the same. There's no weight value difference between different stuff. So I'm figuring out which foods heal the best, and I'm only carrying those. And there's actually two different healing sections. There's a food section, which is, you know, I forgot what it's called, hunger, whatever. A food section. You got to eat in the game. And then there's a health section where, you know, you like injured. You get injured and your health goes down. And so then you got to use aloe or a magic potion in order to fix your health. And it's kind of like our idea for a game that we want to do where you take certain herbs in order to heal yourself. Their health thing, you got to use aloe. Well, aloe is a healing property. So
I wish to correct you ever so slightly.
What's that?
My concept was the monsters would actually be non-player characters who had a disease.
Sure.
And you were to find the herb that would cure them.
Right.
And turn them back into productive NPCs again. Meanwhile, they're running amok doing damage and destroying things, you know. Maybe they have ADD, and so you have some hyperactive creature hopping around destroying all the trees, or, you know, something like that. You know, it'd be silly, but, you know. And then when you heal them, they'll turn into farmers and blacksmiths and whatever, and, you know, increase your production.
Oh, okay, so they could be like Trojans. Whenever they're sick, they'll go around and start destroying flags.
Right. And so you heal them, and suddenly your economy starts building up because you've got all these healthy people all around you because you cured them. But if you don't cure them, you could kill them and get rid of them because, you know, they're monsters, but it'd be to your benefit to heal them.
And make them farmers
or whatever else, you know. So.
Kind of like the trolls. You can get them, you can basically make them your servants.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It'd take a lot of tinkering in order to make a game like that. But Yeah, well, you know, I was just saying it's kind of like, you know, our concept of having an educational game where we teach people, you know, different herbs to do different, you know, stuff. Well, this game is using aloe to heal you, to heal your health in the game. Well, aloe is actually a medicinal plant.
Yeah.
And so that's where I was going with that is, you know, they had a similar idea where they would actually take real food for you to eat for your hunger, and they had real herbs that you could apply and potions that you could apply for healing damage that you,
right,
you know, damages from battle.
Now, see, my concept is to take real diseases, make them ridiculous, but still have the creature who's suffering that condition have the appropriate symptoms. Just, you know, you have to figure out a way to have them act out those symptoms in such a way that you can identify them and have real herbs that would cure that real condition as the solution in the game. The only thing is, we would never be able to say that we were teaching people how to cure diseases.
Right. Because that's against the New World Order rules, which is standards, codes, and guidelines.
So this would be a purely for entertainment purposes only thing. Now, if somebody happened to go out and use comfrey to, you know, fix the broken bones of a real person, hey, it's not our fault.
That'd be blasphemy.
Yeah, we didn't tell them to do that.
No. So those are the games that we play or talk about playing. They're similar, but not the same as Dungeons and Dragons. But, you know, they have a similar concept as Dungeons and Dragons, but they're not really the same. Now, if Dungeons and Dragons was to make a game, my assumption is that it would be similar to that. All right. I have a note here. I don't know what I was talking about now. Oh, it was a voice text, and I misspelled everything. It says, Sugar Day, calm discounts for women.
Huh?
Yeah, it was a voice text. It was supposed to say, truckerdate.com discounts for women.
Okay.
Yeah. You remember I was talking about Trucker Date, I think, in the last podcast, and you said something about giving discounts to women. And I said, I don't do that. I create all genders equally. Well, I take that back. I do actually give women discounts, but not a very big one. All right. There's two ways that women can get, well, one, on all my datelines, I'm setting them all up this way. While they're in their beta stage, they're free. Okay. When I take them to a pay site, every one of them is free to receive messages, because if somebody sends you a junk message, you shouldn't have to pay to see it or read it, you know?
Right.
If it's a catfish, you shouldn't be, you know, or a spam advertisement, you shouldn't have to pay for that. Somebody wasting your shit, you know, blowing up your inbox with a bunch of bull crap, you know, like say if you're a woman, and this is what I typically hear of datelines. If you're a woman and you got these guys blowing up your profile, sending you 100 messages a day, well, you don't have to pay for that. They pay for it. So if they want to send you 100 messages, hey, that's on them. They're paying for it. you don't have to pay to read it. And the same goes in reverse. When I was on a dateline several years back, it was one of those phone datelines. The guys had to pay to leave a message, and they had to pay to receive a message. And I had women leave stupid bullshit messages in my inbox just to waste my time and money. And it pissed me off. I said if I ever had my own dateline, I would only charge to send messages, but not to receive.
Yeah, so you reminded me of something. There's a number of date sites that encourage me to pay for a subscription and join. They had bot women.
That
B-O-T.
Was friendly.
B-O-T. Well, a number of them did.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, friendly pays women to make conversation.
Okay, so they had sluts online, basically. Text sluts.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, they're paying women to invoke conversation. Well, these women may not really be interested in you, but they're getting paid to talk to you.
Right.
But you're paying for the membership, so you're paying them to talk to you.
Right. And so, yeah, these bots would – it would get blatantly obvious when the name would change but the conversation was the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a number of sites to do that. I don't do that crap.
Yeah, it was annoying.
Yeah. I have a hard enough time keeping catfish off of there. I did end up changing my free points. I give 100 points for free now. I started out 100 points for free. I've brought it down to like 11, but because of the catfish. But, you know, I just decided I'm going to go ahead and raise it to 100. Let the catfish blow through their stuff, you know, 10 messages, and they'll blow through their stuff. So they can only send 10 messages. Unless you respond to them, you know, then it only costs them 5 credits per message if they're responding to you. So, you know, yeah, but then after that I charge. I do give discounts for women. Because women don't like to pay for anything. They want to make the same amount of money that guys make, but they don't want to pay for nothing. They expect the guys to pay for everything. Well, I do give the women a discount. And if the guy wants to give the woman credits, he can. If the woman wants to give the guy credits or another woman the credits, or if a guy wants to give another guy credits, they can do that. You can purchase credits for somebody else as a gift. Now, they can do whatever they want with those credits. They may not use them on you. They may use them to talk to somebody else. That's not, you know, that's out of our control. It's out of your control. It's their control. But, you know, do that at your own risk. But yeah, I do offer discounts for women because basically women don't want to pay for shit. You know, so I want to be fair and equal, you know, equal rights. But like I said, women won't pay. So the only way to get, you know, women to buy a subscription is to give them a discount. Now, if you want it for free, sign up for the affiliate program, recruit people, or you want a discount, a better discount, sign up for the affiliate program and then recruit yourself. And then you get a kickback for everything you spend. All right? So say, well, right now I'm giving 80% commission. So you can get a 20% membership if you sign up as an affiliate, advertise for me, sign up under your own, use a different email address to sign up as a member through your affiliate program. Then, say you spend $5 on a 250 credit on 250 credits, well, you get 80% of that $5 back at the end of the month. And then anybody you recruit, you get 80% of whatever they spend. And I get to keep 20%. So, you know, you want a greater discount, do that. And like I said, if you recruit for me, you'll make money. And you'll end up ultimately getting your membership for free. Because I don't charge a whole lot to begin with. And then I'm giving away 80% commissions. That's unheard of. Nobody does that. I'll eventually drop it down long term to maybe 50%. But that's going to be years down the road. And I don't think I'm going to go below 50%. Because if you're going to advertise for me, you should have a good piece of the pie. You know, I know how much it costs to advertise. And I know that only 1% on average, 1% of the people that you advertise to will actually buy your product. So you spend $1,000, or you say you spend $100. You spend $100, only $1 of that is actually going to be useful in getting, you know, a potential client. Now, that potential client may make you that $100 back, but, you know, who knows? So, that's statistics. I don't know how much of that's actually true. Sometimes I do better than the statistics, sometimes not so good. So, I think I would say that the statistics are about right as far as average goes. So that's one thing that we touched on before. I wanted to. We're after 10 o'clock. We started at 8.
Yeah.
So we'll do one more note so I can delete it from my notes. And then we'll let David Ray close whatever he wants to close with. A couple weeks ago, Ron Paul talked about on one of our podcasts, why does the terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government have to put our person, or I should say their person, in power overseas? If they're about democracy, they should let their people pick their own leaders. And we need to get our noses out of their business.
Duh.
Right. Okay. So we go to Afghanistan, Iraq, whatever. We blow up their country. We kill their leader. And we say, okay, now you have a democracy. But we're putting our people in power. We're not letting those people vote to have their own leaders in power. We have to have our leaders in power. That's not a democracy. What would that be? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No comment. So that's that note erased from my notes. Anything else in closing?
Only that my mind is completely gone.
Completely gone. Oh, one more thing. Guess who owns DavesHerbShop.com now?
Who? You.
Donald Trump.
What'd you do that for?
I've had it on back order for a while.
What'd you do that for?
I now own all of Dave's old domain names.
You're some sort of stalker, aren't you?
Yeah. No, he said, well, when David Irish retired, basically, from herbology and herb business, he said he's not going to do it anymore. I asked him about his domain names. He goes, I'm not going to renew them. They were with 1&1, so they had control over them. He couldn't transfer them anywhere. he basically was stuck with 1-1. That's why 1-1 sucks. Don't do business with 1-1. So I was like, all right, well, I'll put them all on back order. And slowly but surely, I ended up getting all of them. He had three domain names. And now I own all three. So, yeah. Dave'sHerbShop.com. It basically goes to our DavidDavidAndDavid.com website under the shop. We don't have an herb shop yet on our farm, but eventually we hope to. So, there you go. And I still need to get our online store up and running. I just haven't done it yet. So eventually I'll do that and we can start selling stuff online, like our sweet potatoes and my aromatherapy and stuff like that. So
we can sell our sweet potatoes online?
I think so. Hey, we should probably try to sell them on eBay.
Well, if they pay the shipping.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, I reject stuff that Walmart would sell you. I won't even sell it. I'll eat it myself, but I won't sell it. You know, because
yep.
I know that when a rodent chews on the sweet potato, all you have to do is, you know, trim around where they chewed. All right? But I'm not going to sell that to you because it's, you know, if I saw that in the grocery store, I wouldn't buy it. You know? So, why should I sell it to you? So, apparently...
Because they're a manimal.
Because apparently Walmart doesn't think that highly of you.
Well, Walmart thinks you're an animal.
You know, or... And same with Woods, our local grocery store, which is a subsidiary of what, Kroger's?
I don't know.
I think it's Kroger's.
No, they suck.
Yeah. I thought... Well, they do. Woods overcharges by quite a bit for their product, namely because they're selling out in rural communities and can get away with it. But
and they don't have any competition.
Yeah, but then, yeah, they basically they buy out their competition and then they don't have any.
Yeah, they had what was it, Sunfresh?
Summerfresh.
Summerfresh in El Dorado Springs. And they said that once they bought Summerfresh, their prices would not go up. They would stay the same.
They nearly doubled. Yeah. Summerfresh was holding their prices down. You know, because...
That's why you need competition.
That's competition. But now, as much as I'm complaining about them, I went up to Kansas City with my friend and walked through this store that claimed to be the low-price leader. Their prices were higher than Woods. It's like, oh, my God, and you're supposed to be the low-price leader?
Well, yeah, it's like Swift transportation. They have, you know, and FedEx and U.S. Express. All the trucking companies that have all the fast names have the slowest trucks on the road. Price Chopper. They're one of the most expensive grocery stores in Kansas City. But you know how you get a decent price? You have to have their Price Chopper card. If you don't have their Price Chopper card, you pay twice the price.
Yeah, but I noticed even then, there were a few exceptions. Like that ice cream, we were able to get that ice cream at a reasonable price.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you have to selectively shop.
Yeah, the majority of the stuff they had in their store, even after their discount, was overpriced.
Yeah, and most all of it was GMO, flavored cardboard, food paint.
Yeah, and there's that issue too, but... Oh, my.
Flavored GMO cardboard food paint.
GMO flavored cardboard and food paint. Oh, my. You got some good wording for a few things. Oh, my. By the way, I have not yet done the perfect reading of the disclaimer yet. So...
Well, I just
next
updated
week.
It. And also, if you go to read the disclaimer, I know, sorry, I got distracted by this app called Bumble. Okay, if you go to read the disclaimer that's on that page, the wording, it might look like there's some typos in it, and I got it. Since I've updated it, I need to fix that because it's typed so that the computer will read it properly. So there are some typos on purpose because the computer won't
That's
read it.
That's why you did the tit. R-E-E-D?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the typos are actually on purpose. Because the computer reads it a certain way. And I think if you type, because read and red are spelt the same way.
Yeah.
So the computer reads read as red. And so I had to type it so the computer would read it the way I wanted it to read it. Like 501c3. It's not 501c3 and apostrophe S, it's 5, the letter O, 1c3, and then no apostrophe S, because that's the way the computer reads it properly. So, yeah, that's one that I, you know, two of them that off the top of our heads that are typoed on purpose. So, yeah. Anything else?
I can't think of anything, but I'll probably open my mouth anyway somewhere along the lines.
This girl, she lives in Bolivar, 26 miles away. She's a teacher.
Does she want kids?
She has a 2-year-old kid, and she's a coach. I'm not sure what she coaches. She's a 4th grade teacher.
Probably soccer where there's no competition allowed.
I don't know. So anyways, yeah, I like this app, Bumble, but the only problem with it is only women can initiate conversation. So, and only thing you can do is go through and swipe left, swipe right. If you like somebody and they like you back, it shows you in this little match thingy, and you got 24 hours to initiate conversation, but you can't initiate conversation if you're a guy. Only she can. So she has 24 hours to initiate conversation. If she does not, the match goes away. And there goes your opportunity.
Well, you know what? I kind of like that better.
Yeah. Well, not everybody gets on here every day. So it should be more like 72 hours or something, or a week.
Stumble bumble.
Yeah. But anyways, I've had a few matches where they've liked me and I've liked them, but they didn't contact me within the window, and the match went away. So they don't even know that I liked them. So that sucks. Osceola, 17 miles away. She likes dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I like cats. I had to swipe left on that one. Just kidding. All right. So that concludes the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Oh, not quite. What's the contact information? How do they call in?
Go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
All right, that'll work. Good night, folks.
Second. See what Red 13 dragon.com dd-podcast.com and you'll find the phone number and the times there. We just changed the times again. We originally was doing 9 o'clock. David Irish said we should change it to 7, and he also wanted it on, I think.
Yeah, blame David. David did it.
David did it. Then he only called in 3 times. So we changed it back to Saturday, which was the original date.
Yeah, the real person to blame on that was on the changing of the time was our friend Bill, who pointed out that we're quitting before sunset to do this podcast. And honestly, you know, I often push it and work till sunset and a little bit after, and it's kind of important to have a little bit of rest before you go do the podcast.
Yeah. So. Anyways, yeah, I mean, we worked till sunset, and so we decided to change the podcast. Like I said, originally we were doing 9. That was too late. 7 o'clock. We're next. Down on me. Okay.
I think we just lost you. All right. I'm going to say goodnight, folks, because I think Kano's just rambling on to nothing. They heard him go bloop. Unless he wants to come down to this end and talk on this phone. Oh, he's calling back in. Okay, I'll hold the line long enough for him to do that. Even though my mind is gone. But I should probably fill in while we're waiting for him to call in. Oh, my. And I don't hear him yet. Don't hear him at all. Here he is.
Oh, okay, I'm back. Now, let's go back to Red Towers. So I said, hey, Red 13, I lowered the price. I lowered my flag burning fee. And then he, instead of question marks, he just put exclamation marks. And I said, yes, I'll let you burn me for the low cost of 998,995 gold. Happy face. And of course, Prester John said, LOL. And then nobody responded to that for a long time. And then chat went crazy while we were on the podcast, I guess. So it says, how many people are working on this game? Is it just one, or is there actually a team? And then Impo said, I guess you could say a team now.
more than one is a team, right? LOL.
Ouch.
I think there's actually three people.
Learning?
I think they have programmer. I think they have more than two programmers now.
I thought flag burning was unpatriotic.
Yeah, what's up with that? I was just wondering, it seems slow update. Yeah, there's very few and far between updates. And
yeah, next time you should tell them there's a federal law against expressing yourself by burning flags.
Okay. Red says, it's slow because that's what it takes to create something fucking awesome.
Yeah.
At least he's a supporter of the game. I got to support him for that. He's growing on me. It's like Gux and Impose. I didn't like them at first either, but they grew on me too. Kind of like a mole. Anyways, or a rash, you know, they kind of grow on you. But anyway,
you're an idiot.
Kind of like a canker sore. Anyways, that's what I'll say next time in the chat.
Yeah, cutting off a canker sore only makes it worse.
When? Oh, okay. So asking when was the last update? Blah blah blah. Red says the time since the last update is irrelevant. Oh yeah, because they're about to start a new beta test. Swipe up on
a beta
the map.
Beta?
Yeah, beta 2. This is beta 1. We're about to go to beta 2.
Beta beta.
Beta beta.
Beta beta. All right. Well, I'm going to throw some more wood in the fire. I'm going to throw your stuff onto your cot, I hope.
Yeah, it's over here. I'll get it here in a second. I'm reading this. I'm going to read out loud the important stuff.
Yeah, I have a roommate in the greenhouse with me this time. It's Kano. Oh. Hey, Kano, you want to know what's funny?
What's that?
If we build the greenhouse per my design, we'll still be heating about 3/4 of the space that I'm having trouble heating now. We'll only lose 25% of the space per my design and of a half-size greenhouse.
I hear you. Okay, nothing important going on in Red Tower's chat. I thought maybe the pool was going to go down in response to my response, but no.
Sounds good.
Sounds bad.
I mean, it sounds bad.
So that concludes the DD&D podcast, Demented, DungeonsandDragons.com.
There you go.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Red Tower's PK, New World Order, health, nutrition, organic farming, getting off the grid, and Dungeons and Dragons.
And all you single women, please go visit our sponsor.
Offgridsingles.com.
Single men too, but especially you single women.
Yeah. And if you run across getting out of Babylon, only believe part of what you see and hear.
What part? Oh, never mind.
Don't believe the part that he's some sort of god and he's done all this cool crap.
I think he's correct about the get onto the Ozark Plateau thing, but that's... Yeah, don't believe him when he says all this stuff that he's done, because I'm sitting in a greenhouse right now with a rocket stove he built, and honestly, he built a real good core to this rocket stove. He blew it on the rest.
Right. He talked about how he's so good at all this stuff, but he can't do. If you knew him in person, you would know that he can't do 90% of what he says he can and has done.
Now, what did that girl say on that one date site to you when you said that?
Oh, she blocked me.
Yeah, was that OK Cupid?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there was a girl that absolutely worshipped him on OK Cupid.
Because she only knew him on the internet.
Yeah, I would actually have encouraged her to actually meet him. I was trying to encourage Jerry to sign up.
Yeah.
So that he could meet her.
I asked. I was like, "Have you met him in person?" He's like, "I've met him in person. I'm not impressed."
How dare you?
That was a couple years ago when I barely knew him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's smart. Don't get me wrong. He's done a lot of homework, and he's very articulate when he promotes what he does. He's not very articulate in person.
It would be worthwhile to go to his website to get ideas, because he runs across a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
Do your own homework and follow through.
Yeah.
I have to say, for the most part, he does not follow through and he does not do all of his homework.
No, but he is a good researcher.
He does buy in some good things from time to time. One is the wood gasifiers. He even bought one. He has never successfully fired it up. But I've seen these wood gasifiers. I know the people who produce them. I even helped one day for them to put some together. All right? I only made minor input, but, you know, they allowed me to hang out and do that. And their wood gasifiers do indeed work. They have theirs tuned for wood pellets. All right, so basically you buy a bag of wood pellets and you fill up the wood gasifier and you take cotton swabs soaked in rubbing alcohol, drop it on top, light it, and close her up. And the thing runs beautifully on wood chips, on wood pellets. Okay. Jerry hasn't gotten that through his thick skull. He tries to light the thing from the bottom and, you know, all sorts of weird stuff. He's supposed to light it from the top. It slowly converts all the stuff that's in it to charcoal, and it burns for about 8 hours and puts out a lot of heat. It'd be great for heating a greenhouse, especially if you didn't have to worry about being asphyxiated when it had converted everything to charcoal and starts burning the charcoal and producing carbon monoxide. All right. To be honest, they did tune it so that when it got to that stage, it shuts off. It burns itself out. All right. But you still have to be careful about that, because sometimes they don't burn out and go out. Sometimes they do start converting the charcoal, and that's when you get your carbon monoxide, all right? So, you know, you don't really want to be present when it's doing that. But, I mean, you know, he runs across these really great ideas. He introduced me to the idea of foamcrete, which we plan on utilizing and have it, but, you know, he introduced us to that. But, again, that's something where he hadn't really done his homework. So, but...
He's a great bullshitter, though.
Well, he's great at finding new and fascinating ideas.
And
but
people.
He's just not good at following through. Well, we know another JD that does exactly the same thing, except that one actually... Well, okay, yes. Yeah, we know another JD that does the same thing. So avoid people with the initials JD.
Oh shit.
I know, that was a terribly specious argument.
But funny as hell. Because it's true in our case.
It's true in our case.
Oh my.
I don't know. The Jeff we were talking to last night, what was his Haran. He's JH. Okay, JH is okay.
Maybe.
But JD,
he thinks
well,
black people have an IQ of 70.
Yeah, that was specious. That's my son. I don't think he's aware that Washington Carver was a black man with a very high IQ.
Yeah, I don't think skin color has anything to do with IQ.
Let me think now. Who is the gentleman who invented the blood plasma sorting out type stuff?
I don't know, but I know a black doctor who's been curing people of AIDS. So he can't have a lot.
Well, that's easy. AIDS doesn't exist. You can cure any disease that doesn't exist.
Okay. He's also been curing cancer.
Well, okay.
So, and other diseases. So, he definitely has to have an IQ higher than 70. Maybe 85, 100, 110, maybe. What's average? 100?
Oh, my God. Okay, the IQ 100 is supposed to be the average intelligence of the population.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And the fact that you asked that question just kind of makes
me
want to cry.
Brain. And I was asking for the public. I pretty much already knew the answer.
All right. I'm sorry.
But it's okay.
My IQ is severely hampered at this point.
What is your IQ last time you checked?
Last time it was measured, it was back when people were much more intelligent. It was 140. So I was above average then. I'm sure compared to the modern population, my IQ is probably 2,000. But that's not saying much.
Okay. So you're slightly above me because the last time I had mine measured, it was like 133.
Yeah. So, but I mean, yeah, there's even problems with the IQ test, but all the same. I mean, some people, some of the black people who complain about it, they actually do have a legitimate bitch because it is culturally biased. All right. It sorts out for your cultural background as well as your general intelligence. So. Anyway. And I don't hear your voice anymore, so I assume you don't have connection.
I'm here.
You're here. Okay, so how many times are we going to say goodbye? We did the closing about 40 minutes ago.
Yes.
We are the world's worst podcast closers.
Yeah, we talked too much. We got, what kind of disorder is the talking too much disorder? We, TTMD. We got TTMD. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, folks. See you next week. I'm hanging up.